If you shop in Bethel, then you probably know this tenant.
It'll be 1132.
31-year-old Jeremy Lee works as a cashier at Swanson's Grocery.
Good afternoon. Don't forget your stuff.
When people heard that he needed help, they dug into their wallets and their closets.
People that reached out to me that I didn't even know, but they knew me from work here.
After the fire, all he had were the clothes on his back.
Everything burnt. All the rooms burnt.
That night, he contacted a former employer and told them the situation. The employer offered him a place to sleep that night, saying he could stay rent-free through the end of the month. Also that night, he set up a Facebook fundraiser with a goal of $1,500. By the next day, it had exceeded that amount.
And that's due to a lot of friends and family sharing the post too on Facebook, getting it out there.
Also that next day, clothes started arriving.
A lot of people reach out and say, hey, what size are you? What size clothes do you wear or shoes?
He received a voucher from ONC, and the VFW set up a charge at Swanson's, which he used to buy basics like socks. Lee says a week after the fire, he has more and nicer clothes than he did before the accident.
Yeah, I'm set for this winter. Thank God.
Lee has been homeless in Bethel before, spending months at the Bethel Winter House. But that service is closed this time of year. So the day of the fire, Lee had two immediate concerns: where to sleep and how to stay warm. The support from the community meant he didn't have to worry long.
I didn't expect the help that I got right away so soon, so fast. It made me feel more secure as a resident here in Bethel. I just want to share that with others that go through this in the future, that don't be shy or scared to reach out. I'm very thankful for everyone that has helped me to get where I am today since the fire.
And the acoustic guitar that burned in the fire? 3 were donated to take its place. That means Lee will continue playing music Friday mornings on Coffee at KYUK. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.